Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Robert Mueller will testify before Congress. We've got the story.
Police arrest a man suspected in several Wichita burglaries. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Wichita man has been sentenced in the death of a toddler. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The mayor gives thanks for the city's new award.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A complex of thunderstorms rolled on off to the east of us yesterday. And for this afternoon, we're going to be breezy, hot, and humid, setting ourselves up for a typical summer pattern. Our complete forecast on the way.
Presidential harassment. President Trump tweeting his reaction to the news. Robert Mueller will testify before Congress.
Lawyers for President Trump welcoming testimony from Robert Mueller, saying they have no concern over the former special counsel's July 17th testimony before Congress. President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, expects Mueller to stick to the contours of his report, but tells Fox's Shannon Bream.
It's good that Bob Mueller is going to testify. He'll have a lot of explaining to do with the irregularities that took place during his investigation.
And Democrats are also eager to hear from Mueller, with Ted Lieu, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, tweeting, "The American people will hear from Special Counsel Robert Mueller unfiltered, without the interference of Attorney General Bill Barr." In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Firefighters battled an apartment blaze in West Wichita last evening, the 900 block of Silver Springs near Central and Ridge Road. Firefighters found smoke coming from a balcony at the Silver Springs apartments. Fire extended into the attic, causing extensive damage to one of the units. That fire cause under investigation.
A Wichita man has been ordered to spend nearly 49 years in prison in the fatal beating of his girlfriend's toddler.
26-year-old Lucas Steele of Wichita was sentenced Tuesday for second-degree murder in the May 2018 death of 2-year-old Anthony Bunn. He died 2 days after he was found unresponsive in his Wichita home. Anthony's grandfather, Zach Woolheater, told KSN News the sentencing does not bring closure for the family.
As far as any kind of justice or any kind of, there's no such thing. You take somebody's life and there's no making up for it. It doesn't bring anything back just because he's serving time in prison.
The boy's mother, Elizabeth Woolheater, has also been charged in the death of her son. She's expected to be back in court next month. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police have arrested a 24-year-old man who may be responsible for a string of burglaries.
At approximately 1:50 a.m. on Sunday, officers responded to an alarm call at the AOK pawn shop located in the 1500 block of South Oliver. When officers arrived, they located a window that was damaged on the business, also damaged property inside of the business, and there was property missing from the business as well.
Officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect was apprehended at a location north of Harry and Broadway in South Wichita. He was booked into jail on charges of burglary, destruction to property, and theft.
The Wichita City Council made quick work of its agenda at Tuesday's meeting.
The council deferred for 1 week a motion to sign a use and lease agreement for a new hotel at Eisenhower National Airport. The group approved a $2.1 million bid for reconstructing the Mount Vernon and Hillside intersection in southeast Wichita. At the end of the meeting, Mayor Jeff Longwell commented on Wichita's 2019 All-America City Award.
Congratulations to everyone involved with this, and it is truly a collaborative effort from staff, from electeds, from the community leaders.
Wichita previously won the award in 1961, 1993, 1999, and 2009. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The House has passed a $4.5 billion spending bill to give humanitarian aid to migrants at the southern border. It comes after news reports of horrific conditions for some children in U.S. custody. Fox's Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
There were four Democratic defections: Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. their reservations about this bill. They said, why would we continue to direct funding toward ICE and CBP when we think that they are abusing that and abusing children and not keeping them in sanitary conditions? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi allowed liberal Democrats to go in and rewrite this bill, to tweak this bill so they could get it across the finish line. She said, quote, we have an opportunity to help the children at the border understand what we're up against with the White House. The president would like for this bill to go down today, and a vote against the bill is a vote for President Trump.
The president is threatening to veto the measure because it doesn't have funding for tighter border security. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
It's never over until it's over. Kansas City Royals battling till the end last night. We'll have recap highlights coming up in sports.
Man in Pennsylvania says he built a bomb to warn police that aliens are bent on destroying the planet.
Oh.
Ooh. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. When a nonprofit group asked for donations to help the Hutchinson Zoo recover from flood damage, it hoped to raise $10,000 in a month or two. Well, supporters passed the goal in 5 days. A Facebook fundraiser organized by Friends of the Hutchinson Zoo started June 18th and passed the $10,000 goal Saturday. Facebook fundraiser is still accepting donations, and a new goal might be set when damages are calculated.
There are still some important opinions on key issues that must be delivered from the Supreme Court of the United States before the term ends.
One matter is political in nature and concerns two cases. Lamone v. Benesek in Maryland delves into whether a district was gerrymandered, redrawn to favor one party, to retaliate against political views. The other, Rucho v. Common Cause in North Carolina, will ultimately determine if the state's 2016 congressional district map was unconstitutionally gerrymandered. Another key decision in Department of Commerce v. New York will decide whether to allow a question asking about citizenship status on the 2020 census form. Eight cases remain to be decided in this term that should wrap up no later than early July. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Federal government investigating claims of poultry price fixing.
Maple Vale Foods, based in Falconer, New York, accuses Tyson Foods, Purdue Farms, Pilgrim's Pride, and others of plotting to fix prices between 2008 and 2016, claiming the company shared information through a third-party data firm and restricted supply by destroying hens used for breeding. The case is one of nearly 40 filed by grocers, restaurants, and others against the poultry companies. Kroger, Walmart, the Hooters chain, and Darden Restaurants, which owns Olive Garden, are among those who have sued. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A man in Pennsylvania says he built a bomb to warn police that aliens are bent on destroying the planet.
Investigators say David Oxenrider put a homemade bomb in a parking lot behind a hotel in Pennsylvania just outside of Harrisburg. He says he had an encounter with aliens back in 2014 and says they told him if humans didn't start being good people, they would destroy the planet with a nuclear laser beam. Well, State Police Bomb Squad disabled that package. This guy was living at that hotel. The local Fox station talked with some other people who lived there.
I got to know him a little bit, and there was those glimpses, you know, that he was really a good guy. But then his other talk was just out there.
Oxenrider is now charged with manufacturing a weapon of mass destruction. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
So far this morning, things looking fairly good out there in traffic. Not seeing any big traffic tie-ups at the moment out there, but we are seeing some heavier traffic volumes just in a couple of places. Looking at West Kellogg eastbound, especially some heavy traffic just in spots along there. The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, still around $2.39 a gallon where they jumped up to the other day. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Be poolside. Finally, you know, with these temperatures in the 90s, it looks like we're going to be in a pretty stagnant pattern the next few days. So are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, I know everybody else out there is as well. Just make sure you keep those sunglasses handy, too, because the kind of pattern that we're going to be in over the next few days, it's really going to be a pretty dry one, as well as carrying some of that summer-like heat, as temperatures in the 90s really just going to stick around, and that's how we're going to be day by day with good amounts of sunshine. So some perfect pool weather for a lot of people out there. Getting into that forecast now, partly cloudy skies today, good amounts of sunshine once again. Winds a little bit breezy out there right now, but they will turn kind of gusty at times out of the south at 10 to 25. Now, it's those strong south winds that won't only help us warm up to around 90 degrees, but also keep those humidity levels elevated. So a high of 90, but once we factor in the humidity during the hottest part of the day, may feel more like 92, 93 degrees. And then partly cloudy skies tonight, only a 10% chance of a shower or storm. Chances really, really slim, low of 72, waking up even milder by early tomorrow morning with constant south winds still going at about 10 to 20 while we're all asleep. And then tomorrow, a 10% chance of a shower or storm with a hotter high of 93. So rain chances not necessarily looking likely. There's still that slim chance that something may kind of sneak into the area during the overnight by early tomorrow morning, but really not looking all that great. Southwest wind tomorrow at 10 to 25 to keep those temperatures well into the 90s. And then the rest of the week actually looking completely dry between Friday and Sunday with those highs anywhere between 91 to 93 degrees. So that's why I mentioned perfect pool weather out there for a lot of us. Right now, 69 degrees with a mostly cloudy sky. We'll continue to see some clearing to give us mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies going through the rest of our Wednesday. South wind right now at 10 miles per hour. Dew point of 62, so it does feel a little bit heavy out there when it comes to our air, but it won't be overly oppressive or overbearing when it comes to that humidity out there.
Warnings about the rivers level, the Arkansas, the Little Arkansas. In my neighborhood, Little Arkansas is way up from what it was a few days ago. So, yeah, if you're going to cool off, they don't recommend you jump in the river at least.
Yeah, please don't do that. We've been talking about that all morning long. And with drier conditions kind of setting in, especially here in the middle of the country, hopefully those river, even creek levels should continue to really recede over the next few days.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS this Wednesday morning, June 26th, 2019. It was on this date in 1977, Elvis Presley performed his last concert in Indianapolis.
Oh, Indianapolis. Yeah.
1977 on this date. Elvis, his last concert. That was the year he died.
We didn't know it was his last concert at the time.
I don't remember the date, but that was the year 77 that Elvis Presley died. So that was his last concert in Indianapolis. All right, it's 7:15, Steve and Ted, and AK coming up next week, Ted. Independence Day, right? 4th of July next week? All right. Today we have this morning we have with us Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. She's talking about a study that shows the most patriotic states in the country. Good morning, Tanya. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So the most patriotic state in America has to be what?
New Hampshire.
Okay. And how do they determine that?
If you didn't see that one coming, you're probably not alone. Mm-hmm. Every station I have talked to has not been happy about where they are on this list.
Well, I was going to say Massachusetts because so much of our Revolutionary War stuff, happened right there in Massachusetts. But
yeah.
New Hampshire, yeah, okay.
Well, you'd think that would be part of it, but they looked at Wallet Hub, who did this survey, looked at different things, including the number of enlisted military population per state, also the share of adults who voted in the 2016 presidential election, the amount of AmeriCorps volunteers per capita, the number of veterans in the state. They looked at all of these things and more.
Okay.
And they found that New Hampshire had the highest score,
okay.
63. That was the top of the list.
Okay.
Yeah. And
so who's at the bottom of the list then?
New Jersey.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
Wow. That's got to be something that folks in New Jersey are not real happy about.
Yeah, and they didn't beat us by much in New York. No. We're number 49.
Oh, really?
It's really not. There's not a whole lot of difference between the two numbers, as a matter of fact.
How about, can you tell us about Kansas? Where does Kansas come in? We usually come in right in the middle on these things.
Actually, I think that's where you guys are, 33.
Well, toward the bottom a little bit then, huh?
Well, toward the bottom a little bit, yeah.
And then just for grins, how about Oklahoma? Well, Oklahoma's not far from here.
Here's the middle of the pack, so to speak.
Okay.
You've got South Dakota at 32.
Yeah.
33 is you guys in Kansas. 34 is Massachusetts, as you were talking about a minute ago.
Right.
35 is Oklahoma.
Ooh.
And 36 is Nevada.
So we're more patriotic in Kansas than our friends in Oklahoma. It gives
and
us
Massachusetts.
And Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Gives us bragging rights since our football team can't seem to beat theirs very often.
That's true. I was about to say maybe this is the thing y'all can hang your hat on.
All right. So our next survey is how many firecrackers Tanya's going to fire off on the 4th of July, huh?
Yeah. See what I mean when I say that no station in any state so far has been happy with where they are on this list.
Oh, we are. In Kansas, we're always toward the middle. We're a little lower than that, but as long as we beat Oklahoma, we're okay.
Yeah, you're good priority.
Thank you, Tanya. That's Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with the most patriotic states in America. New Hampshire coming in at number one. And that interesting, another one of those wallet hub surveys are always kind of interesting, the way they do things. 7:19 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. And Ted, the Royals made a comeback last night, right?
Yeah, I mean, the way things were shaping up, you kind of thought, well, it's going to be another loss in Cleveland. Royals were behind by multiple runs in the ninth inning, but a little bit of magic dialed up last night. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Pitch to Hunter Dozier, and he whacks it into deep left center field, and gone. Hunter Dozier with the bases loaded. And Brad Hand still hasn't gotten anybody out.
Wow. The Royals with five runs in the top of the ninth inning, and they come back to beat the Indians 8-6.
It was very much a Royals rally similar to the 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 teams, where the rally cry was keep the line moving. Now, it didn't usually end with a grand slam, but it was guys putting the ball in play, not over swinging. And we've seen Hunter Dozier's home run swing about 10 times since he hit it tonight. And he wasn't going for a home run there. He was just trying to hit the ball hard and keep the line moving. Get guys on base.
Well, that's how you get big innings going. Royals win it, and they will finish up this three-game series at the Indians today.
It was a couple, three years ago, my family took the kids and grandkids and went up to see the Royals play. They had like a 7 or 8 run comeback and won that one. You remember that? It was 2015, somewhere in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that
was.
That
was fun
was
to watch because we were ready to go. We were ready to leave and said, nope, we better wait a little bit. And here they
sure
came.
Sure enough.
Wow.
The Royals and the Tribe finish up this three-game series, a day game today in Cleveland. It'll start a little after noon. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The college baseball season will end tonight in the final championship game between Michigan and Vanderbilt. The best of three is now tied at one game apiece after Vanderbilt won last night, 4-1. So you got Vanderbilt and Michigan tonight in Omaha. The winner wins the national title in college baseball. 6 o'clock tonight. You can listen to that one live on Sports Radio KFH. In minor league baseball, former Wichita State Shocker Sam Hilliard is in AAA with the Colorado Rockies. He had another hit and scored a run last night. He is tied for second in the Pacific Coast League. 61 runs scored this season. Former Shocker Sam Hilliard in AAA with the Rockies. And we've got women's soccer tonight here in Wichita as the FC Wichita women host KC Courage. 7 o'clock tonight. That's at Stryker Stadium. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted. 7:21 now. Keep it in for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. New York Times features story about illegal migrants. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Kansas, it's time to celebrate. This is Dave Becker with Mid-America Exteriors, letting you know that if you do any home improvement project with us this month, you will be eligible to win $1,000 in MAE cash. Get a free quote today instantly at MidAmericaExteriors.com, and you will also be entered to win our $25,000 sweepstakes at the end of the year. Shop our premium, top-of-the-line, best-priced products in our showroom now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.